The program for Wednesday follows. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for the Day. We're talking about divine prerogatives this week. Certain areas that are sacred and special unto God and are off limits unto man. Holy ground. Yesterday we considered this matter of worship. We're to worship God and Him only. This is an area limited to God and not to man. We're not to share this worship with angelic beings, or as the devil wanted this worship. Material things can become the object of worship. Even we ourselves may become in competition with God. Someone has said we might worship the unholy trinity of me, myself, and I. That could be a possibility. Well, let's realize this is a divine prerogative. Worship God. Today, we're thinking about another prerogative, and this prerogative, let's read a scripture in Matthew chapter 28, verse 18, to get our thoughts lined out on this. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Of course, this word power is elsewhere translated authority. God, the Son of God, God has all a power, all authority. It belongs to Him and not to man. We need to realize that. In the second chapter of Mark, we have an experience in the life of our Lord while He was here, before what we read in Matthew 28, when the man was let down from the ceiling, and the Lord said to him, Thy sins be forgiven thee, son, thy sins be forgiven thee. And when the scribes and Pharisees reasoned within their heart, who can forgive sins but God? Jesus went on to say there, whether it be easier to say, the sick of the palsy, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, arise, take up thy bed and walk. But that you may know that the Son of Man hath power or authority on earth to forgive sins, he saith to the sick of the palsy, arise, take up thy bed, and go thy way into thy house. So Jesus showed his authority even before his resurrection from the dead. He could forgive sins, he could heal, and they were interwoven together. The fact that he could heal, that could be seen. They could not see the forgiveness, but he says, I heal so that you know that the forgiveness is real, that you may know that the Son of Man hath authority and power. So Jesus says, all authority hath been given unto me in heaven and in earth. And also in Matthew chapter 17, during the ministry of Jesus, in connection with his transfiguration, there appeared with him Moses and Elijah in that mountain. And then verse 5 of the 17th chapter of Matthew says, While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. Yes, it's the authority of Jesus that stands today, not the law, Moses, or not the prophets. But Jesus has all authority as God, the divine Son of God, in his plan to man. And thus Jesus says in Matthew 12:48, He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my word hath one to judge him, because the word I have spoken will judge him in the last day. Acts 2:36, he says that he hath been declared to be both Lord and Christ. That's Jesus Christ, the Son of God, God in human form. And thus we read in Revelation chapter 22, where we're not to add nor to take from the word of God. And it has to do with authority, because Jesus said, heaven and earth would pass away, but his word would not pass away. And these verses in Revelation 22, verses 18 and 19, we're told that, well, in verse 18, he says, If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. The next verse says, If any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. So you see, God, the Son of God, has all authority. They have all authority, and authority is in his word. We're not to add to nor take from it. We do not need the creeds or doctrines or the traditions of men, just simply the word of God coming from the one who says, All authority hath been given unto me, not to any human being, just to him. Yes, this is a divine prerogative. Thank you for listening today.